Yep. I'm sorry. So we're now to the third verse, which is adhering to solitude. It says, abandoning negative places, disturbing emotions gradually subside. Being free from distraction, the practice of virtue spontaneously increases. With right awareness, one feels confidence in the Dharma. To adhere to solitude is the practice of bodhisattvas.
So here is very importantly that when you reduce all the conditions for our mind to distract it, so they're talking about here you should go some places that is solitude. So I have my short experience one time that when anyone want to practice meditation, you should beginning to go to some places and do meditate for 3 days, 5 days, 1 week, 10 days, like that. And that gives you very good stability, stable mind when you go to solitude, because the environment going to help you to not to distract. But don't all the time used to do, don't be habit to stay in it sometime, in solitude, because I have one story. Here they're talking about benefit of solitude, but solitude not all the time means place. Solitude is in your mind. Your mind not distracted is solitude. How to achieve this mind? First you need to go to place to learn. So when you achieve that, then you need to take action. Action means to check how solitude you are. One time I had a Mexican friend. He said, you know, Rinpoche, he came to see me like this. He said, Rinpoche, I done 2 years shamatha meditation, you know. I said, okay, very good. So I think I'm very good, because when I meditate, my mind is very stable, no moving. I said, very good. And I said, okay, now I have a question to ask you. I said, anything party going nearby? He said, yes, yes, higher division, have a big party tomorrow. I said, very good, you go in the party. Friday night, go Friday. Drink whatever you want to drink. Sit every doing party, everybody dancing, you sit and meditate. Then you come to see me next day. Like that. And he went. After Sunday morning he came. Very, very upset. I said, what happened to you? What happened to you? He said, oh, I tried to meditate and party, but cannot. My mind is moving. I drink one beer and people smoking, light coming, many people running around, sound. I cannot meditate. I said, yeah, that's why. You think you already, chief. You become a chief of your mind. You think that you already had a place of solitude in your mind. But until you don't, give challenge, don't think that you become a victory from that. And from that day, then he bring more meditation. So like this, sometimes you go to solitude, 1 week, 10 days, meditate, calm down, work, and you put challenge on your mind. Or how much you progress, not so much progress, okay, again you go meditate, you put up, then you slowly you help with your mind. But this is my just example, but here the word talking about solitude is important. So sometimes you go holiday, go to beaches, whatever you want to go holiday, go to Buddha Gaya, to Thai you should go to Buddha Gaya, Westerners you go to beach, do some meditation when you go doing pilgrimage or a holiday like that. Give your time to do a little bit meditation. Okay? But sometimes when you talk about meditation in solitude and that's what and the temples. In Thailand, I don't think so many, but I saw sometimes some people bringing computer. And you have internet, you have computer, and you meditate. I don't think so it's good. Because a computer can use a lot of things, yeah? You can go in a website, you can do a lot of things. When you do meditate, you should cut down. cut all the work you usually do. Cut. Kruli, then you go meditate. Before I went to meditation, I cut all my work of my what? Huh? My what? What's there? What? What? Huh? All the my what? I work, I cut. Whoever brings the news, I don't listen. Sometimes I ask what happened, but no, mostly I stop. Then I meditate. You all the time thinking, thinking, thinking. Your mind in a room, but your body in your room, your mind in what? Not good. You see, so like that you should do. This is the benefit of the solitude. A very simple teaching. Very simple. That means everybody should do little meditation. The Buddha Dharma is a very profound, is a very clear, difficult, and very much, how to say, very pinpoint. And you when you really can, you know how to apply. I'm very happy somebody give me. I just I want to the ladies tell me that I should look more good in time. Just kidding, kidding. Thank you very much. And then she say I should make more nails better. Very happy.
Very happy.
Okay. So. It's a very profound teaching, and I feel myself very fortunate that I have received teachings from my teacher, very profound teacher. I'm happy to meet all you. You know, honestly speaking, I come here once a year. I spend only a few days, and this year I'm going to spend 5 sessions with this book. Altogether, I don't have no much time to finish this whole book. I would try how much I can to be finished. And honestly speaking, that teaching this book within in 5 sessions is quite difficult for me, because I want to teach little detail. But I cannot teach too much detail. I don't teach detail, you don't understand. So I have very difficult position. At the same time, you should think yourself fortunate, because you came here, we have nice place, air conditions on. Your seat is not that comfortable, but I have more comfortable. But better than when I received teachings from my teacher. When I received teachings from my teacher, we sit on like this on the ground. We don't have no chair. We don't have nothing to sit on. In the winter, very very cold, and we sit mostly diarrhea because so cold. And we spend like this 7 years to study. And that way, compared with that, you should think you are fortunate. And when I seek my teachings, I need to search my teacher to receive teachings. But you are here, somebody tells you something, and you come here, and I flew 1,000 kilometers or something, and I came here and try to explain. So I think we should think all of us fortunate. Now, today I'm going to stop here, but I didn't really cover a lot. I only finished 2-4 verse, altogether 3 verse. I didn't start the fourth one too. So it's very interesting after verses, like verse number after 10, 11, 15, like that, it's become more interesting. Because here, this teaching is very practical teaching. This book is practical. Last year, I taught Jivanandam Liberation. I don't know who came. Anyone came in Joe Honorable Liberation last year? In Joe Honorable Liberation, just cover whole picture of Dharma, generally Mahayana. Picture, like what is ground, what is path, what is the level of path, what is the result, very much covered. But Joe Honorable Liberation doesn't talk how to apply practice, not so much. This one tells you, this happened, do this happened, do that. Very, very practical practice. So, I'm really happy that many people show up, because I thought usually giving teachings like this, books, usually 20, 30, 40, not many people come to listen and commit the teachings. Like I go to Chinese societies, you know, Malaysia, like that. Oh, power, empowerment, like that, many people come. I say, teaching, let no people come. Really, I'm truly saying. Then I tell people, I say, teaching is the most powerful. Dharma is the most powerful. And you apply well, it's very, very powerful. You know, so that's why Dharma is very important. So I feel fortunate and happy, and you should think fortunate and happy. So, you know, respect and get blessings from teacher Buddha until the great masters. Yeah? And many thousand, 2,500 ago, until now, the master people are practice, not only study like a university, they meditate, they practice, and they teach. It's a very big difference. Just writing and reading a book and the teaching and the practice teaching is different. So that's why I feel very, very happy today. But I'm not going to attach my happiness. Yes, I attach my happiness is very bad. I'm happy, but I don't want to attach. Okay, that's it. I just want to say like that. Thank you very much, everybody. And thank you, everybody, putting a lot of work. Don, Joe, translator, a lot of people. I cannot mention the names. So many people, they work together. And it's a hotel and a place to stay sleep. My bed, monastery, is quite hard. This bed is very soft, like this. So, too comfortable, cannot sleep. And I tell you one story. I don't know, I think you should do. When you go to, not tonight, you go to sleep in your very comfortable bed, please sleep just few minutes on the ground without pillow, just lie down. You can sleep 10-15 minutes, very good. And you have, you know, you feel it, then you go stand up, then go back to your bed, then you could appreciate your bed, your bed. Exactly like that. I'm going to say that only how many hours we're going to spend time with this teaching all together. 10 hours. 2 hours. 10 hours means what? Not a one day. You know, so please, anyone you have a time, you try to come. You don't have no time, it doesn't matter. But I'm saying that I make my time to come, and I think I hope you have your time to come. And I'm talking with Joe that I want to make some kind of schedule, you know, when I start teaching, I'm only going to teach 30 minutes or 40 minutes and we do question answers. 1 hour, you break, then we short sessions. Too long session, then you feel tired and back ache, then I feel tired and my jaw pain, and the translator, two finger pain, all pain. So I want to make shorter. This, I think, is the best. Then bring all the questions. Anyone like to sit in the ground? You I'm not stopping. But some people, you like me, I cannot stay too long like that. And then I feel very uncomfortable. I like to sit like this. So like the anyone, you have, you know, you have habit to sit in the ground, and please you take the back chair and you sit in the ground. You make yourself comfortable. That is what I'm saying. You make yourself comfortable. That is all I'm saying. Okay?
Before we end the session tonight, I'd like to invite Mr. Donald Sung, who is the general manager here, to speak on behalf of the Bunak family, who's kindly sponsored our venue. and this whole session. I'd like to thank everybody for coming. Especially I'd like to thank His Holiness Ajahn Rinpoche for giving us all this opportunity to be exposed to his teachings. It is indeed a very great honor, I think, for all of us to have this opportunity. I know we'll all benefit from the very short time that he will be with us. I wish it was longer, but he has a very full schedule. But in any case, it is my honor to be involved in providing the venue. It is the Budan family's honor also to be able to take this opportunity to provide everybody the exposure that we will have from the teachings of Ajahn Rinpoche.
So we need to. I need to dedication merit.
See you soon, Lendon, and Ponovara Show.